Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also enjoy all things spooky. And best of all, we like to prioritize our self-care. So,
wait, sing the song with me. Self-care for yourself.
Ah. And
fit. And scene.
Scene. So
obviously we're professionals. We are professionals. If you have questions,
you can tip us. Welcome. Our Venmo is, I'm kidding.
But if you do want a Venmo,
I'm not going to complain.
Let me
email
know.
Us. We'll let you know. All right, today. So what did you do this week for self-care?
So this week, actually yesterday,
okay,
was a new moon. So I did a little new moon. I mean, yeah.
I'm kidding. No. I had to add that.
I did a little new moon ritual. And I won't go into detail because, like, I'm not trying to tell you guys my spells. And
can you, like, let me know, though?
I'll let you know after. But it was a nice little ritual. And then I, like, took a bath and, like, lit some candles. And
ooh, romantic.
Yeah, it was a romantic self-care for myself.
I love that.
Yeah.
I want to know more. So, like,
manifesting things. It's what I do.
I mean, yeah, you have to.
You have to.
You have to.
What did you do?
Well, Danae, you were there. I went to, I know, we went to a Tim Burton Halloween bar.
Theme bar.
Theme bar. And I had the most fun ever.
Yeah, it was so cool.
It was so fun.
Look on our Instagram. There's pictures.
On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
I was like, wait, what are we doing?
Like, I'm scared. So it was, okay, so Tim Burton obviously has so many Halloween movies. So me and Danae were
I'm obsessed.
What could it be? And it was so much fun. It was Beetlejuice. They had the art that the lady did.
Yeah, that the mom did, Catherine
They had
O'Hara.
The snake from, like, outside. It was so much fun. They had, like, the married couple. I mean, so you walk in and they're like, you're dead now. And I'm like, well, yikes. And then they, like, hand you a pamphlet and you're not supposed to keep it, but I did because I'm...
Yeah, they gave us, like, our own handbook for the dead.
Yeah, and I kept it because, like...
Because it was cute.
It was so cute.
And they
so
had, like,
cute.
Themed drinks.
And they gave us, like, champagne with, like, glitter in it. It was so pretty.
Yeah, it was cool.
I tried to take a picture, like, of Danae with it. Like, you'll see it on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
But
you couldn't really tell.
Yeah. Because I was, like, trying to do, like, Danae sparkles. And then, like, it didn't show up. But I had so much fun. And then we went home and we watched the new Halloween movie, which was, I think, surprising. The end was, like, oh, girl.
Yeah. Like, no spoilers, but
the end is like in every movie we're like, why didn't you do this sooner?
Right.
So that spoiled it. But it's really good. It was a really fun night. We had a lot of fun. So I'm glad we did that. And I'm sure Keith and Steven had fun. Steven's shaking his head.
Steven
yes.
tries to sometimes
Keith's pretending
have fun.
He doesn't exist. Good job. Top notch.
Good job, you guys.
We're so
A
proud.
For excitement.
They're trying not to laugh, but they know we're hilarious. So that's what I did for self-care, and I did that with you, so I'm assuming that was a little bit double-sided. I was like, we need to talk about that. I was like, how have we not talked about that?
Yeah, it was like a couple weeks ago.
But it was this week.
I mean, this particular
week. But this is like going to be out November 23rd, so actually, yeah, it was a while ago. But what are you going to tell me about this week?
So, this week, I was a little bit inspired because we were talking about, I think it was last week, where, like, Keith went to New Orleans for, like, a bachelor party, And then I remembered that my cousin, Chris, shout out to Chris.
Okay, dead serious was going to ask you. I was going to be like, when are you going to do that story?
Yes.
So
my cousin Chris said that I should cover the New Orleans vampire. And I was like, what is that? So I did some research. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you the story of the New Orleans vampire.
Yes, I have been waiting for this.
Yes.
Because Danae's like dibs, and I'm like, all right, fine. Also, give us suggestions. We do them.
Yeah.
We do suggestions mostly over anything else.
I mean, this is my first suggestion, I think.
Oh. I have.
But.
I have amazing coworkers.
I have one more that my hairdresser told me. So
oh, cool.
I will
I
do
love
that.
That yeah.
Well. So some of the podcasts I listened to for this was, it was called the Bearded Things.
Okay.
It's like two dudes that I guess have beards.
It would make sense.
Yep, it makes
sense.
Can't
be clean shaven and have that.
And have the Bearded Things podcast. Yeah, so that was good. That had some good info. And then this other one that I thoroughly enjoyed. Like, I was giggling today. Like, they were so funny.
I love finding new podcasts doing this. Like, I love it.
Called the Brackish Podcast. And these dudes are, like, from New Orleans. So I was like, ooh, right from
cool.
the source.
Yeah.
Like, they know what's up. They were hilarious. And then I also had some other, like, articles that I read that I'll
sure.
post in
yeah.
the show notes. So let's start in France in the 1700s.
Okay, mine's there. I'm there.
You're there.
I'm there.
There's classical music, frilly outfits, wigs, no
dysentery?
Hygiene.
Dysentery? Questionable.
People's teeth are falling out of their heads.
Oh, fun.
So there's this dude named Comte Jacques Saint-Germain.
Okay.
So
shout out to you. You do ones with hard to pronounce names, and I'm really proud of you for trying.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So we're not really sure when exactly this dude is born, but we're thinking like 1710. Not really sure exactly like who his family is, but there are rumors that he is the son of Francis Rocazzi.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm saying that right. The second. AKA, he's the Prince of Transylvania. So he's kind of like rich as fuck. He's just like some rich guy that like just does whatever he wants. Records show that Jacques Saint-Germain was known by famous people such as Voltaire, Casanova, King Louis XV.
Okay.
All these people claim to have known him. Even
these are people you read about in like history books, right?
Yeah, they're like old people. And then even an alchemist that worked for Marie Antoinette and
wow.
also Marie Antoinette apparently knew him. So this is like kind of all over the board.
Was homeboy a name dropper? Was he like, you might know her.
Oh, yeah.
Marie Antoinette. And mm-hmm. they're like, oh my God, how impressive.
Absolutely. So he's also like very like extravagant. Like he's kind of like an extra guy. So he knows six languages.
Oh, wow.
He's an artist. He apparently grew diamonds. And he's an alchemist.
He grew diamonds.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Hashtag carbon.
He's probably just, like, faking it. Like,
yeah. Or... I grow diamonds. That's how amazing I am.
Okay, sir.
It's just compressed carbon,
like,
but what do
you
I know?
You know, extravagant. Like, when you're at a party, yeah. like, well, what I do is I grow diamonds in my garage.
Oh, you think this sauce is good? You clearly haven't been to...
to the
Bahamas,
diamond growing
the diamond
garage,
growing
whatever.
Garage.
So he turns metal to gold.
Ah.
And
okay.
then he also like creates elixirs. So he claims to have the elixir of life.
But there was like cocaine in it because that's all elixirs.
Cocaine!
Have. Cocaine here! Cocaine here!
Yeah, so like he's around, he's partying. In the 1700s, he's having a good time, whatever. People are like, wow, okay, you're cool. You're, like, a fun, charismatic character. He also just, like, he's not shy about telling people that he used to travel to Egypt before, like...
Before it was cool?
Yeah. Like, he's kind of like a... He tells stories. Like, he's a good storyteller.
Okay.
So he talks about all these times where people are like, hold up, that was like 100 years ago. And he's like,
yeah. I was about to say, obviously he's a bullshitter. I mean, the whole, like, he grows diamonds. I'm like, bitch, that's compressed carbon. Like, let's calm down. Red
flag number one.
Yeah.
Growing diamonds.
I mean, we're 300 years in the future, so we've learned a little bit. But, like, oh, God, he sounds like one of those guys that you're like, oh, shit.
He's just, like, he's a lot. So he just is not shy about, you know, kind of whining and dining and telling people stories.
Yeah.
And, like, he's kind of the life of the party, right?
Okay.
The one weird thing about him, though, is that he never eats. So people never see him eating. He's only just got, like, a big old goblet of wine, and he's telling his stories and charming people.
Okay, here's
down.
A weird question, because, like, okay, maybe you feel weird about eating. Was he wasted? Because think about it this
Probably
way,
dude.
If people aren't seeing you, like, you know, eat, and you're obviously, like, drinking wine, like, that's what I'm wondering.
I'm sure,
like, maybe
right?
his stories.
If you're
like,
just, like, an aristocrat, and you're, like, diamonds. Rich, and your, like,
yeah.
claim to fame is, like, you've been around for thousands of years,
yeah.
you're probably fucking drunk.
I mean...
I would assume.
You'd have to be. you make a good point.
Right. So...
Point taken.
He had traveled all around Europe. He... rubbed elbows with King Louis XV. He is apparently, you know, partying with rich people.
Sure. Makes sense.
But he allegedly died in 1784. Even though there's no
when was
grave.
This?
So, like, 1700s, he's out partying, right?
Okay. Okay.
And people claimed, like, even though allegedly... from what we think, he was born in 1710, and then he died in 1784, you know, that's, like, 74
okay.
years, he always looked 40. Like, he didn't seem to age past 40.
Okay.
He had portraits and stuff, and the years kept going and going, and he still looks the same.
And these are before they had, like, moisturizers.
Right.
So, oh
like,
my God.
White people do not age well.
Yeah.
No.
Arguably the worst, but...
So he apparently, supposedly, died in 1784 in England. There's no actual record of that. There's no grave. There's no tombstone.
It's hearsay, essentially, right?
Sure. Hearsay.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a rumor. But people say that instead of dying, he just, like, headed west to New Orleans.
Okay.
So they're like, he just went to America to, like, start a new fucking life.
Well, because, like, America started in 1776, so, I mean, it was the new cool place.
Sure.
New hip, cool place to hang out.
Right.
With
so.
That sucks, but.
Then we don't really have any record of him until the 1900s.
Okay.
So this new Frenchman comes to New Orleans and moves into this place off of Royal Street. There's a picture in the email I sent you,
okay.
which is in the French Quarter.
Okay, I was about to say, like, is this the French Quarter? But, yeah.
Yeah. So, he claims to be, at this point in time...
That is so cute. Sorry,
I know, right?
Quick side note. Like, that's just a cute, like...
Yeah, and note the balcony.
Yeah, I'm in love with that.
So, at this point, he's claiming that he's just Jacques Saint-Germain instead of Comte Saint-Germain, which I guess was, like, some kind of... I don't know, fucking rich person title.
Okay.
So he's like, yeah, I'm a distant relative of this person, whatever.
Okay, I was about to say, was he trying to claim he was the original or he was
no.
a distant? Okay, so I'm
not at
that,
first.
I'm
at
a
least.
Little bit like. Huh.
So he's very charming once again. He's partying. He quickly befriends a whole bunch of people in New Orleans and just like.
I mean, good for
him. Throws lavish parties. He has
okay.
great entertainment. He has the best foods you can
is
ask
he
for.
Rich or
yeah,
is he,
he's just
okay.
fucking rich.
Well,
but
I mean, like
but he doesn't have like a like job per
yeah.
se. It's like, so how are you rich?
So he was Tommy was
diamond growing. He's what?
Okay, quick side note.
What?
It was this guy, the disaster artist. He had a shit ton of money. No one knew how old he was. No one knew where he was from, and he just
yeah.
had all this money. It was The Room. We'll talk about it later. But
okay.
I'm like, oh shit, he's Tommy Wiseau, who also
oh,
was
like,
I'm from the Big Easy. And they're like, that's not an accent. I'll show you. You'll know who it is. And then you'll be like, oh, haha, that
that's interesting. Joke. Isn't the Big Easy, like, New Orleans?
Yeah, that's why it's funny.
Oh, weird. I wonder. Oh, my God. We should compare pictures.
Okay.
If they look alike, maybe it's him. We solved it.
We solved it.
We solved it. Don't worry,
story
you guys.
Story over. Okay, sorry. Okay. Quick side note. So I was just like, wait a minute.
He's hanging out. He's throwing parties. He's inviting random people. And then those people invite other people. And then, you know, like, the party grows.
Okay, I was about to say, kind of like the Great Gatsby is kind of
yeah,
like,
yeah, it's very much like he's throwing huge parties and everyone's, like, loving it. They're having so much fun. They're like, this guy's crazy. He's talking about, you know, at this point, he's telling his same kind of stories about how he's been to Egypt. He's been to England. He's been all over Europe. Yeah. He knows fucking Marie Antoinette's alchemist. And they're like, oh, what? That was like so many years ago. What are you talking about? So he kind of like, people start asking questions because they're like, wait, what?
I mean, that doesn't add up.
But he's like, not, he doesn't deny it. And he's just like, yeah, like I lived 100 years ago. I'm not going to go back to Europe for another 100 years.
If somebody said it to me, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to go home.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. This has been really weird.
It's been so fun drinking your elixirs. So yeah, he's just like partying it up.
Yeah.
Again, no one sees this man eat.
Weird.
He's also kind of like, you know, inviting some ladies of the night over. He was a fan of beautiful women.
Okay.
He was always seen walking the streets with the most gorgeous women in the town.
I can't even blame him, though. Like,
right? He sounds fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I love a good story.
I love pretty women, too, you know? Like, I would walk with pretty Keith.
Girl gang.
But I'm like, yeah, girl gang. I was like, I mean, I would do this. Like, these are my girls. We're hanging out.
Right? So, you know, the party's bumping, whatever. Yeah. And it comes to, like, one night where this woman that he was kind of interested in, who may or may not have been a sex worker. We're not really sure.
Okay.
She's hanging out. He takes an interest in her. She's like, I love your stories. They go to the balcony. And he's like, you know, chatting her up.
Sure, yeah.
Whatever.
Dude, his man thing. Allegedly,
bro comes in to bite her neck. Gets a little chunk out of her neck.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. She's like, what the fuck? And she is like terrified, right? Like, what is this psychopath doing?
Like,
you're coming for my jugular? I get goodbye. That.
I get why you'd be scared. I'd be scared too. Like,
so she can't really like get past him, right? So her only option is she's like,
I'm sure she's bleeding like a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, she's bleeding.
Like, yeah.
From her neck.
Oh my God, so that she probably hurts.
Jumps off of the balcony.
Oh my God.
And so she's like hysterical. She's screaming. She's
so she's
terrified.
Okay. She jumps and she's fine.
She's fine. Okay, I'm like, other than being like,
other than like mentally scarred. Yeah.
And then being bit on your
I'm
neck.
Just glad she's okay.
So this kind of crowd draws and they're like, oh my God, like, are you okay? And she's like kind of screaming out the story. Like, that man tried to bite my neck. Like, she's freaking out.
Yeah.
So the cops come.
So.
And they're like, ma'am, we're going to need you to calm down. As they do.
Oh God.
And she's like,
look at my fucking
neck. Like, I'm
neck.
Trying to tell you, like, this guy's fucking trying to eat my neck. And they're like, she must be on her period. I mean, I'm just.
You're hysterical.
I'm making stuff up at this point about
well,
the period.
I mean, how
but
many
that's
times
what
have we heard this shit?
So like, they, like, knock on his door and they're like, sir, this lady's freaking out. And he's like, I don't know what she's talking about. Like,
she's on her period.
She's on her period. So he's, like, charming, you know, because he's already a charming guy. So he's kind of charming the police. And he's like, you know what? Like, it's been a long night. There's a lot of people at this party. Why don't you just come back tomorrow? And they're like, sounds good if a man says it. So they fucking leave.
Oh, wow.
And then they come.
Shocking.
Right?
Wow.
Also, yeah. It's, like, the 1900s. So, like, yeah. How good is their fucking detective work anyways? So they come back the next morning, like, doo-doo-doo, ready to investigate. And basically, bro is gone. Just fully gone. All like, his shit's left in his house.
I was about to say, is all his stuff still there?
But he is gone. Nowhere to be found. Never seen again. So what they find in his house is that he has clothes from all different time eras, things. And all of these clothes are spattered in blood. So, like, okay, sketch.
What?
Yeah. And you know how I said he never ate? Like, no one ever saw him eat? Like, he would provide a lot of good food for the party, well, but he never ingested food. No utensils, no forks, no spoons, no bowls, no plates, nothing.
Quick side note, because he provided food. How did he not have that stuff for other people?
I think it's just, like, part of the catering deal. I don't know.
Okay. Sorry, I was just, like...
Small details. Who the fuck knows? But basically...
Well, like, that's fucking weird.
They noted that he had no eating utensils.
That's so weird.
Then they find his stash of wine. Because, like, brother loves some wine. He's always drinking wine. Doesn't? He's always wasted telling his Egypt stories.
Is his name Cameron Danae? Because...
Probably. Okay, we're not wasted.
Yeah, we're not.
But... We're not telling people we're fucking vampires.
I just punched the mic, sorry. Sorry to anyone who heard that. I'm just mad all the time.
So anyways, he's like completely gone, nowhere to be found.
So he didn't even take his wine or like anything with him.
So they find the wine and apparently they test it. I don't know why the fuck you would test wine. Like, what? It's part of their detective work. Who the fuck knows?
Okay, but like, maybe they wanted to figure out, like, if he drugged it.
Sure.
So,
okay, fair.
Because he bit that lady, so maybe they're like, maybe...
Maybe they were having, like, raves. Maybe...
Like, as weird as that is, like, maybe they were checking to see if they were drugs.
Sure. Maybe, like, he's drugging all these people.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm wondering if that's kind of...
So, they test the wine and find out it's, like, mixed with human blood. Yikes.
Quick side note.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I hate this liquor. I tried to trick myself into liking it because I thought guys liked it. I was so gross once. Jaeger? I know. I'm on your side. Like, ew. I used to be like, men like this, so I'm gonna like it. Like, I so cringy. But I heard that has, like, deer blood in it.
I feel like that's a fallacy.
I've heard people saying they don't, and then I've heard people saying actually it does.
I feel like that's a rumor.
I hope it's a rumor, because I remember texting my sister.
We ingested so much fucking Jaeger in our 20s. Like, let's hope.
I will never have it again. I'm letting you know now. Gross, I'm saying this right now. Well,
Jaeger bombs.
I texted my sister, and this was years ago, and I was like, because my sister is vegetarian. She does not eat meat, but she, like, will eat eggs and, like, stuff like that. Like, no meat, though.
Okay. She's not vegan, but she's vegetarian.
So I was just wondering, because I was like, I'm wondering if it was, like, kind of a Jaeger thing. I've heard yes and I've heard no. And I texted my sister.
Is that why they have the deer on it?
I'm wondering.
Jaeger.
I'm hoping it's false, but I just remember, like, I'm like, is it kind of like a Jaeger thing having blood mixed in it?
Jaeger deer blood. Let's see.
Okay.
Contrary to a rumor that has circulated on the internet, Jägermeister does not contain deer or elk blood.
Okay.
Whew!
I did tell my sister that because I love her and I value her and she's not going to listen to this podcast, so love her and value her, but I didn't want her, like, drinking deer's blood because, like, she is, like, vegan and I didn't know if that would, like, well, not vegan. Jesus, vegetarian.
It's made of 56 herbs, roots, and spices, none of which is blood.
Okay.
Okay. Well.
Sorry. That was, fact. Like, such a, like.
Okay.
A tangent, but it was kind of like, wait a minute.
Vampires. Okay, so anyways, they find it. It's like, why the fuck you have blood in your wine? That's gross.
Obviously, it was something he mixed in, so.
Yeah, like, he did it himself. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
gross.
Good thing they tested it. I think, like, that's doing the most.
Well, and I just love that it's part of the story.
Yeah.
So, then he's just, like, fully gone, right? No one hears from him again.
Do they have people, like, waiting at the apartment to see if he came back to, like, grab his stuff?
I don't know.
Okay.
But what I'm gonna say is no, because they were like, yeah, we'll come back in the morning. Like, you assaulted someone. Like,
that's...
We can wait. Finish your party.
Fine. You do you. You do you. You have a good time.
Have fun. Be safe.
But tomorrow we're gonna talk.
We will come back.
You know, like, the parent, like, we're gonna have a discussion in the morning.
Yeah. Like,
and then everyone's calmed down. They're like, we were just not pleased. Okay, bye. We're not mad, just disappointed.
Right. Okay, so then, next sort of sighting of this man comes in 2004.
Wow. So, like, quite a
while, yeah. Like,
I wonder what he was doing.
I don't know. Just sucking blood.
Sucking blood. Wine blood. Wine blood.
So there's this group of teens called the Traveling Kids, which apparently are, like, nomad children, and they just kind of, like, hang out. They're kind of, like, they don't have I don't know, maybe Good Home Lives or something. They're like a little gang.
Okay, because I was going to ask if parents were around for this.
No, or? It's like just a group of teens.
Okay.
So there at Mardi Gras in 2004, they notice that there's this like creep ass dude just like lingering around. He's like in his 40s and 50s, but one kid said he seemed like he was in his 90s. Like he looked 40-ish, 50-ish, but he had this like air about him where it's like, looks like you've seen some shit. Like you're wise, you know? Like
okay. I can understand. You know,
like
that.
You've like, got some life under your belt. He was in a trench coat.
Wise beyond your years.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's in a trench coat. He's pale. He kind of like hangs out with them and starts telling them his fucking stories about Egypt and like, I know King Louis the 15th. And they're like, bro, we don't even know why, who that
okay,
is.
Why are people not like, okay, grandpa, good Louis. Night. Let's go to bed. Like,
I don't know, because they're nomad kids. So they're like, whatever, seems cool. Okay. So he's, you know, charming. He's telling good stories. The kids are, they're creeped out, but they're still kind of like intrigued. And so he ends up kind of like charming.
Well, what kid is like, get away from us, weirdo. You know, at that age, we're like, we have to be polite.
Right.
At all costs.
So he ends up kind of like extra charming some girls and like bringing them back to his place.
Oh, and
like drinking
teenage
wine.
Teenage girls?
Yeah, gross.
Yikes.
One girl said that it just started getting really weird and creepy and like her instincts were like, get out. So she did and she left.
I mean,
left
if
safe.
Any man in his 40s, even if he looks like gross, he's 90s, dude. Is inviting you over. Run
leave.
The other way. If you are a teenager
leave.
And a 40-year-old man is like, you are wise beyond your years, run away. He is gonna scare you.
Yeah. So
PSA out of the way.
He basically is, after that, there's not really any more sightings of him or at least like documented stories or anything.
Anything of note.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. However, I did find that in the 70s, so jumping back just a little bit.
Okay.
There was this, like, random French dude, Richard Chanfray, who claimed that he was Jock. So he was just like, P.S. everyone, I'm the vampire guy. It's me. And
so that was the first time, like, the vampire theory popped up?
No. People okay. had been thinking that he was a vampire since the
70s. Okay, so I'm just like, wait a minute.
But this guy in the 70s, like, appeared on TV. He was claiming that he turned lead to gold, that he was an alchemist, and that he
100%
was
not him, because I'm feeling like this guy wants
oh yeah
to be
and
under,
look at the
under.
Picture I sent you, like the side by side. So there's a painting of Jock Saint Germain, and then there's also a side by side of Richard Chanfray. It's actually on the one that I listed on yeah that
okay.
one
okay
and they don't he's even look
of,
alike.
He's kind of handsome. Like, the more modern day guy?
Yeah, the 70s guy, sure.
Yeah, he's kind of, like, okay. Like, for 70s, because, you know, like,
well,
70s,
yeah,
like
70s
still not,
handsome.
Like, our fashion and, like, hair and stuff. But, like, he's good looking, for sure.
But they don't look anything alike. Like,
no.
The noses are different. The face is different. Like, no, dude. So, that guy
in
just
paintings, you could never really tell, you know?
Well, yeah. But I feel like if you were handsome, they would have painted you handsome.
Yeah.
You know, like, if they're ugly, they're going to paint you handsomer.
Handsomer. You're going to be a little handsomer.
We're just going to add a little tweak
to
your face. We're going to
make you look a little bit more kissable. I feel so creepy. That just made me cringe.
That's exactly what they said.
You're going to be kissable.
So, right. Yeah, he just, I don't know, kind of appeared out of nowhere and is like, P.S., I'm a vampire and, like, whatever. And people are like, okay, weird.
What is you doing, baby?
And that man, unfortunately, committed suicide in 1983.
Oh, that's sad.
So it kind of seems like he maybe
had some issues. Yeah.
Some mental health issues. But yeah, so no one's really heard or seen or had sightings of this particular man since kind of 2004-ish.
Yeah. Okay, so this guy just kind of like pops up and then like is like JK.
Well, and like I don't know how you would be a vampire like now. Like you can't just like go around telling people you've been living for hundreds of years. People will be like, this man needs some help.
They'll TikTok about it.
You will be canceled.
Yeah. because you're going to be canceled. If you come up to Kim or Danae and you say, I'm a 1,000-year-old vampire, we're going to cancel the shit out of you.
Yeah. Also, I don't want to drink any of your wine.
No, thank you. I do not drink blood.
Okay, so... Well, here's a fun fact, though, that okay. I just was, like, on one of the sites that yeah. I was like, oh, okay. So, in 2005...
Okay. Like, Nova, the year after the sighting?
A year after the sighting. 2005, NOVA was formed. N-O-V-A. The New Orleans Vampire Association. So, there's over, like, 50 people involved in this club. I mean, association.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Is that the same? Hell? Association, club, whatever. Group.
Them groupies.
They all claim to have a medical condition where they have to drink human blood to sustain their life.
Oh, I didn't tell you I was part of that?
Like, what kind of fucking medical condition are you talking about? It's giving German vampire.
Yeah. Remember, like, how psychotic!
Yeah.
That's...
So, okay. I just thought that's, like, a fun little fact. At least they have, like, a group.
I mean, that's cute. Cool that they have a group, but, like...
They have support.
But here's the thing. Like, how are they garnering the blood? Okay,
so that's what I was thinking, and okay. I was thinking of the German Vampires episode, where... Remember where they would have, like, little vampire parties, and they would just, like, drink each other's blood kind of thing?
Yeah.
I think it's like that. They just have, like, a blood circle.
If they're doing like that, jerk, if they're like, doing that,
here,
yeah,
you drink my wrist.
Just in a circle walking around. Like, just like, ah.
Licking each other's wrists.
Just like, it didn't hurt, did it?
It's super not awkward at all.
If they're drinking each other's blood, I am all for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't
because
think they're
it's
drinking
consented.
It's consensual blood drinking.
If you're
pretty sure.
Yeah, if there's consent on both sides,
then it's fine.
Baby, let your
do whatever
flag
the
fly.
Fuck
you
want.
Do you.
But don't just be like taking any like nomad children off the street.
No,
you know?
Thank you, but no, thank y'all.
So that's the crazy, weird mystery of perhaps. Maybe the only real life vampire.
It
kind of
makes you wonder when he's going to pop up again. Because you know he's going to pop up again.
Do you think? And like, okay, so I was thinking too, like, I think it was the guys on the Brackish podcast were like, how would he do it in like modern times with like facial recognition and stuff? And it's like, yeah, but if he's like super fucking rich, couldn't he just like change his face? Like, with, like, plastic surgery
I mean, think
and stuff.
About it, like, it, too. Like, he could do investments and stuff and make a ton of money if he's, like, around forever. And I just think it's a little bit crazy that he just, nothing has popped up. Because mm-hmm. you can't tell me he's just, like...
Especially with, like, he's kind of, like, a social butterfly, right? Like,
he likes to
kind of, like,
parties. It
tell
like...
his stories. He likes yeah. to be the center of attention. He likes to be admired for knowing six languages and... playing the violin and being an artist and like all I that. Feel like a person like that likes that kind of attention.
Oh,
and
for
like,
sure.
It would be weird for him to like go into hiding. Unless maybe he has like a season of
he
of
could
depression.
Be and this is a weird connection and I don't know why my brain just did this. But they're going to I'm not gonna get too much into it because I don't wanna like circulate my family or anything. But they're going to actually release a lot of stuff about the JFK assassination in 2062. And they're going to do
2062?
That.
2062? Why the fuck?
2062.
So it's 100 years later or something?
Yeah, but all the people that
Why
were
though?
Involved aren't going to be around anymore.
Oh, so that no one gets jail time or something?
Who's to say? But if you think about it, maybe he waits for people to die off. So he can be reborn again as a new person.
It's like every 200 years.
Yeah.
Because there was like the sightings in 1700s. People are like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Do you see what I'm saying though? Like, because they're like, because people are like, why are they waiting so long?
Well, and
like...
especially now that there's like technology where it's like the world is like interconnected, like
yeah.
via the internet. So mm-hmm. if we saw him in one place and then another, like, I don't know.
And maybe he's waiting for, like, people to die off. Because yeah. I know, like, the JFK assassination, it's like, why would you wait that long? And then it's like, oh, so all the Secret Service members that were involved in it will not be around anymore.
Mm.
Because...
That's interesting.
Some of them are still alive.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I mean, because, like, what is, like, worst case scenario if people do recognize him? that yeah. it's just like he's a weird eccentric guy that like,
it just makes you wonder like what the why he's you know
and he could be like literally anywhere like maybe there have been people that know some guy who tells stories like this and they just haven't like you know it hasn't become like a story.
What would be helpful is if they were able to like get pictures of him just to compare.
Yeah,
you know, because like the painting's not going to tell you anything.
No. Yeah, and know. There's not, like, any, like, you know, there's no pictures of him.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like, huh.
He could be out there.
He could be out there. If anyone tells you they're a vampire from, like, and they were friends with, like, Marie Antoinette, you know.
Let us know.
Let us know.
Send us
you
a picture.
You can email us.
Of your weird Uncle Bill who claims that he's a vampire. Yeah.
MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com.
Let's compare pics.
Yeah, we want to know. We have the pics right
yeah.
in front of
and
us.
And maybe so. Even if it's not the same guy, if you know someone who like claims they're a vampire.
And they want to be questions. Interviewed.
Yeah.
We want to interview.
No judgment.
No. We just want to know everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, just.
Let us know.
Give us an email or an Instagram. MysteriousMavensPod. On Instagram, and then we're also trying to start a Facebook group too, so
yeah, we could start discussions there.
Yeah, about your Uncle Bill.
Yeah, maybe like don't post pictures of him on there.
Yeah, no, just no,
just let us know.
If you email us, it's gonna be confidential.
Yeah,
so you know, just
unless you want us to
yeah
shout
unless
you
you're
out.
Like hey shout me out, we'll be like all right, we'll shout you out, thanks Jessica for sending this to us. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are named Jessica, so I just...
Could be anyone. That.
Yeah, it could be anyone.
All right. Well, that's the story. Let us know if you have other suggestions that you would like us to cover. We're happy to do that.
Fun fact, we don't like to do wildly discussed, so please don't suggest things like Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer. We're not doing it. It's been covered. Go to Netflix. All right. Well,
okay.
Self-care for yourself.
Self-care for yourself.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Cool. We did it.